CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right. Do you believe in New Year's resolutions, Seth? Are you one of the...
Oh. I thought you were going to ask me a much more important question, like do I believe in either Santa Claus or God or something else like that? I was like, hey, Sean, I just botched the cancer discussion. Do you really want to go hardcore into theology now?
No, this is easy.
Do I believe in New Year's resolutions?
Yeah.
I do, yes. And I followed through on a few of them.
What's your normal shelf life for a New Year's resolution? Like, do you bail, like... In the past, if you had ones like of getting in shape
past,
and you bail?
Oh, in the past, like a week, you know. I think over the last few years, I've kind of been more realistic about it. And I have my habits spreadsheet that I do every day. So I actually keep up with them because I've got a daily checklist of things I have to tick off. So like with my, like this last year, I was going to lose weight. So it's been I monitor it every single day because it's on my daily checklist of things.
That's cool. You got a habits checklist?
A habits checklist, yeah. I've got a spreadsheet that I get a red box or a green box on that item on that day, and it's month by month. So, like, as the month is going along, if I see a lot of red, I'm like, all right, I got to get my crap together. I'm not really... So, and by the end of the month, they're like, oh, that's a lot of green. Okay, good job.
Good
and then I try
you,
to improve
man.
On it the next week, next
this,
month, yeah.
I got a list of to-dos. So many of them are just, they've been sitting on here. Like, the biggest to-do is rewriting this list, like, every 2 weeks. I'm like, all right, now I'm going to do these things. But
I'm going to collate this and prioritize,
jealous that you're good at this habits thing, man. Good for you.
Well, the other thing that I've done, too, to try to just manage kind of, you know, getting overwhelmed with how big your list is, I try to do things in groups of threes now.
Okay.
So I have, like, I do little triads of tasks. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to attack these three tasks, going to get it done, and I'm going to take a break, and then I'm going to attack these other three tasks, and I'm only allowed to work on tasks. Ideally,
in
I'm only
box.
Working on one box until that box is complete.
Oh, that's really good, and that's the dopamine. I completed everything in this little box right here. Okay.
Yeah, just try to. I try to break everything down to as small a task as possible. So some of these boxes are really one task, but it's the three steps that I need to complete in that task.
Yeah, my New Year's resolution I think is going to be to try to build my social media a little bit more. I've been telling myself I got to do it the last couple years, and the monitor.
I think that was
the
resolution last year.
I think it might have been, and I did okay, but like I need to like focus on it more hardcore this year. More content for the people. You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing.
I've always found that if you really want to do something, incentivize yourself with money. And and especially if you really want to get a good something, have a contractual obligation.
Yes.
Maybe you're a good cards player. You start being a pro, full-time gambler, you're going to get way better, way faster.
Yes.
So if you accept a job, you're gonna get better at it, Sean. So you need to go work at Google is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Or X.
I like what I'm doing.
You're going to give up our hours for working for Elon Musk.
I'll just do what Doug Gottlieb does. Like, apparently you can just host a radio show and still go do another really important job out there, you know?
Musk ain't going to let that fly, man. You got to be there 12 hours a day at least,
that's
okay?
True.
You're not
going
to be able to work both these jobs.
Musk
right?
ain't Wisconsin Green Bay. No. He's Musk.
Yeah.
So CBSSports.com has a New Year's resolution for each of the 32 NFL teams. I would say this is a good one for the Texans. Fix the front. C.J. Stroud's accuracy, touch, and comfortability have all regressed, but he's also rushed his process behind a shoddy, streaky offensive line. Okay, streaky is an interesting word. That would imply that there's actually long spells of good play with this line. I don't know that that's the case. As you pointed out, it's gotten better, I guess, than it was during the really, really bad times. He says pass-catching depth would also help, but the trenches are vital. That's a good New Year's resolution. Nick, if you're listening, if you're writing down your New Year's resolutions, and by the way, Nick Caserio seems like the last person who does New Year's resolutions, right?
Yeah.
Like that Nick waits till January 1st to do some form of self-improvement feels like the most opposite Nick Caserio thing ever. Like,
I think Casario's got a rolling. I would guess he's kind of the kind of person that's had a rolling 5-year plan
yes.
or 5-year set of goals for the last since he was 14 years old.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if, if you're listening, Nick, this is a good New Year's resolution. Fix the front.
The phrasing of all of that, talking about the front and the trenches and everything. This book I'm reading, Blood Red Snow, about this German soldier on the Russian front. I'm just thinking about what the Texans' offensive line would look like in the face of a tank assault. Oh, boy.
They'd be well-dressed.
Boy, just fleeing backwards across frozen rivers as fast as they possibly could. Dude. Yeah, they would be. They'd be like, you know what they'd be doing? They'd be like tanks would be rolling over their trenches because they were too busy trying to find the height in Russian boot fashion from dead soldiers.
Right.
They'd be like, oh, no, go ahead. No, yeah, we're fine. We don't need to protect that village. That guy's got a snazzy pair of fur boots. I'm going to go get those.
Yeah, how'd the war go? Our drip was amazing. Yeah. That's how it went. I will say this. This is... It's going to be an interesting offseason, man, because this is not that Nick Caserio hasn't had to fix things before. He inherited maybe the worst situation that any GM has ever inherited when it came to the cap, lack of draft capital, your quarterback wanting out, and then your quarterback being untradeable because of issues off the field.
Yeah.
But this is going to be interesting because this is a very specific thing that needs fixing. And,
right.
And there's I think there's multiple ways to get there, and I think you probably don't – you probably aren't just deploying one of them. Like, fire the offensive line coach. Okay, you don't stop there. That doesn't make all five of these guys great players all of a sudden. Like, I don't –
Right, and – yeah, and I think that, you know, the O-line propaganda cabal gets together, and they you know, to get people to try to focus on PFF pass protection grades and everything. They're the way everybody on that offensive line plays, including the offensive tackles, who are good at pass protection, but not so great at run blocking. There's not a grittiness there. There's not a competence as a unit, and there's nobody really along the offensive line that should be safe. Even the guys who do have a natural grittiness about them, like Shaq Mason, Shaq's old. He's just not the player he used to be. A complete and total swapping out of the offensive line, if it were possible cap-wise, it doesn't even seem extreme at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get swarm mentality guys out there, or at the very least guys who can capably play complete football, not just pass protection, but run blocking as well.
Yeah, the line needs new leadership. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think talent is the issue. There's plenty of physical talent on that offensive line. It needs an attitude adjustment.
The other, and I would go too, as long as Bobby Slowick remains, you're just fooling yourself if you think Dalton Schultz is going to be a driving force behind becoming a great play action football team. He flat out can't block at all. And every now and then he has a nice one, but like it's just he's so routinely getting absolutely destroyed that when I talk about the blocking. I need to be better about including the tight ends in that. The upside is Cade Stover, perhaps. Brevin Jordan doesn't help you out as a blocker if he comes back. It's just they've got systemic issues in their level of physicality in the run game.
Yeah, Jordan will be back. He signed an
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
He signed a contract, so it's like a 1-year deal.
I mean, so now you've got two guys who are better receivers than they are blockers. There's a lot on Cade Stover developing ASAP as a blocker.
No doubt. Seth, I enjoy a good checklist. This is a texter. Do you have your Excel spreadsheet with all of the equations and formulas?
I've got some equations and formulas. I've got a financial spreadsheet where that's got all the formulas.
Nice.
The spreadsheet, I try not to... Sometimes when you start tracking fitness or calories or anything like that, there's a tendency to get... Like, for me at least, I get a little too obsessive with it. So that's why I went to that red, green color system.
Yeah.
Because I can just look at it and intuitively know if... I'm on track or not. I can just glance at it and be like, that's a lot of red. All right, I snap back at it.
Yeah, that's good.
But on the financial side, it's fun. The finances, I need more just knowing exactly where every penny is.
Yeah.
Not because of a lack of discipline on my part, more so than that there have been times where I've had fraud that I did not discover until like 9 months later. And the bank's always a little extra skeptical when that happens. Like, Wait a second. You're going to tell me this $6,000 in charges was fraudulent and you're reporting it now.
In March.
I'm like, yes. You got to understand my life, man. Yeah. It's a mess.
Yeah, it's funny. Text message, is Deontay Johnson playing the whole game or will he be considered a starter and play a half? Okay, well, first of all, we don't know what D'Amico is doing with the quote-unquote starters yet. But let's assume that there is a quick hook for starters in this game. Look, Deontay Johnson hasn't played a snap as a Houston Texan, but considering what he brings to that receiver room, you could argue he's certainly in the upper half of valuable players on this football team.
I'm going to put the goal. I'd like to see Deontay Johnson get at least 40 snaps and 15 targets. I just go ahead. Even if it's Davis Mills throwing the ball, just get him hungry for more. Get him in like as comfortable as you can, and just try to feed it to Deontay.
I think that'd be more than he got in his like 2 months with the Ravens.
I know. He'll feel so special.
He will. Yeah.
Sean, real quick before we get too far away from the New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
It's not enough for you to have this vague goal of like getting more active on social media. You need to set some goals.
I need to set, I need like a number of Instagram followers that I got to get to.
Either that, or if you want to just try to focus on the process that will lead to that ultimately, it's just like, okay, number of posts per day. Are you posting at least once on each platform?
That's true. Now that is something Casario would do. He would focus on the process.
Focus on the process, the success. Figure out all the things that would make you get a huge increase, and then just really dial in on doing those things.
That's good
advice,
that
way you're a success. That way you're not gone down in the dumps on a day where you don't gain any followers. You're like, okay, but I put out a post and I'm good to go.
If I keep doing this, if I stay after it and follow the process.
Yeah.
All right, good stuff. John Lopez, Reggie Attitullo are here.
How many thirst traps a day? How many thirst traps a day?
Yeah, you mean that he's posting or that he's like viewing?
I'd be interested in both pieces of information.
What are they?
What are thirst traps?
Yeah, I don't even know what a thirst trap is.
This is brilliant.
Photo. That's probably,
Sean, this is brilliant by him. Or rather, Seth. I'm talking directly to Seth here. This is brilliant by Sean to pretend like he does not know. To avoid all culpability here, right? Like, I'm not going to get myself in trouble if I'm the guy who's just like, what's a thirst trap?
Well, I may know what it is, but I don't know the label.
You know what it is.
I just do?
It's a picture of an attractive person.
Specifically designed to try and, you know, that's the trap aspect of it, right? Specifically designed to try and, you know, bait people in.
Okay. So you think I need to be shirtless on Instagram a little bit more this year?
Do you guys? Yes, for one, yes.
I think there's people that like the bald head. I feel like if you play that.
There's everybody's got a fetish. Like I'm somebody's
thing
type,
for everybody.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah, you do have to do that. Yeah.
Nobody wants that.
You know, hey, are you guys, when you're on, I don't go on Facebook often at all. Apologies to everybody that sent me DMs. I'll check them in like 6 months. Yeah. But I am also, I guess one of the things is I'll get a friend request, like a notification. And so I look at the friend requests and just whatever. But like you get the friend requests where you're like, okay, obviously this is obviously a dude pretending to be a woman or whatever. Like you can tell. It's like, you know, like I find you fascinating. I'd like to be friends. Do you guys like, but then you see that they're friends with a couple of your guy friends.
Yeah. And you're like, come on.
Like my high school teacher is from, I'm like, oh man. Oh, he fell for this. Oh yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Oh man, now I'm trying to think. Like usually when I'm confirming people as friends on Facebook,
you seem really interesting.
Well, I don't do
that.
I don't I don't confirm off of a DM, but oftentimes like my confirming new friends on Facebook process happens like 3 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you have requested friendship with me on Facebook, you are sitting in a queue right now that's been sitting there for 3 months. But then I have this burst of activity where I'm like, "You know what? I'm going to go through and confirm these friends." And I often do look and see like how many crossover friends they've got with me. But it needs to be, so I don't feel, unless I've got a ton of stupid people that I'm friends with, which is definitely a distinct possibility, I don't often do the ones that it's only friends with like two people.
No, it's
got to
be like
people. It's
got to
be like Lopez. It's got to be, like if it's a lot of radio hosts, I'm like, all right, this is a listener.
Yeah.
You know, and so
exactly.
We can be friends.
Who's the specific mutual? Because I feel like we all do this where there's like, hey, mutual friends that if you're mutual friends with them, I think that I should follow you no matter the platform. Mm-hmm. Do you have like, at least in your mind, like at least, you know, okay, if I see this person, I know that this is a good follow.
Oh, like if I see somebody
here, Sean is on my list.
Okay,
Sean and maybe some other listeners.
Okay,
And then I've got my fishing group.
Yep,
if like Captain Scott, Captain Dean,
yeah,
mutual. I'm like, okay, you know that kind of thing.
Yep. Yeah, I would say like any like if there's multiple 6'10 personalities mm-hmm. that are friends with somebody, then I'll just go ahead and give it to the old confirm.
Yeah.
Old
I also, sometimes some of our listeners that have been longtime listeners, right. you see a few of them, even if they don't follow, like it's like, oh, okay, this is one of the tribe.
Now, the thing you got to be careful of is if I thought I was already friends with this guy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a, you know, now you're friends with some bot that's impersonating
exactly.
them. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.